More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Tuesday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Johnny Buck. Great to have you here on WILS 83 right now. We've got quite a show tonight. HBO going after Pastor Aubrey Shines. He's going to be here. You're going to hear this fascinating story and how he's responding to their attacks on him. Also, Sparrow Hospital opening a cancer center today in Lansing. We'll get the details from Sparrow, but let's begin with the news on the Dr. Nassar case. Dr. Larry Nassar today pleading guilty to federal child pornography charges, but that may not actually be good news for some of his victims in the civil suits. John Manley is with us, California-based attorney whose law firm represents more than 20 women or girls who have filed lawsuits against MSU and Dr. Nassar. John, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah. Glad to be here.
What do you think about Dr. Nassar pleading guilty on the child porn?
I think it's great. He's pled guilty. I congratulate the feds on getting that guilty plea. And frankly, my clients don't really look at this as whether it's going to help the civil cases or not. What they're mostly concerned about is getting him in prison. What I am concerned about is that none of his victims, who are former national team gymnasts or Olympians, cases have been charged by the feds.
Why is that?
And, well, that's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what's your thought? Why are they not pursuing this on the federal level?
I don't have a good answer for that. I'm not in charge of it, but I can tell you this, that the way this has been handled by the U.S. Attorney's Office has been disrespectful, and frankly, I feel my clients and many of the victims have been mistreated by him.
What do you mean disrespectful? How so?
Well, they came to them after they made this deal. They didn't talk to them about whether they should give away their rights. They just did. And you know, I've done sex abuse cases for 25 years. I've never seen a prosecutor make a deal on a case involving somebody's child molest without talking to the victim first. In most states like California and even in Michigan, state law is you have to do that.
Okay, but this had to do. Did this just have to do with a child pornography issue, though, or did it go beyond?
Well, no. He pled guilty to child pornography, but initially they said to the victims that we're not going to prosecute any of your cases. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were molested at the Olympics, if you were molested overseas, if you were molested at the Coroli Ranch, we're done. We're going to prosecute him for child pornography, and then that's it. Mm-hmm. And you know, these women and girls are the best our country has to offer. Some of them are Olympic medalists, and they don't get their day in court.
Yeah, but is part of it? Is it because they know there's a state case against them on these charges?
Well, it doesn't matter. Imagine if it was your daughter, and your child, you put your child on an airplane and send her to, you know, Beijing or London or Sydney, mm-hmm. and you learn later that in the middle of the competition in the Olympic Village, that this bastard molests your child. It's wrong, and you know those women. This is not like a postal worker burying mail. This is a very serious case, and those are very serious crimes. And they should have been treated with more respect.
So, have you talked to the feds about this? Have they explained it to you?
I've written them several emails and asked to speak with them, and they've totally ignored me. And my clients have expressed to them directly displeasure with this, many of my clients, and they've ignored them. Mm-hmm. And basically said, well, their excuse is nobody wants to give up their identity and nobody wants to testify. Well, of course nobody wants to testify. Nobody's anxious to get up and talk about their abuse. But there are women who, even though they don't want to testify, will. Mm-hmm. And those women ought to be given their day in court. What happened, because there was a lot of publicity, the U.S. Attorney's Office backed off this statement and left the door cracked open that they might file these claims today in court. But it wasn't until, you know, these survivors raised a stink in the press that they did that. And that's not the way it's supposed to work. This whole process isn't just about punishing Dr. Nassar. It's also about bringing justice to the victims.
Yeah.
And you don't bring justice to victims of child molestation by shoving a plea deal down their throat. That's not the way it's supposed to work.
In your law career, have you dealt with the feds regularly on cases like this?
Yes.
And is this the type of behavior you see from them?
Never. I've never seen this from the feds or any other law enforcement agency, the way this was handled. Mm-hmm. It's been very disappointing. I mean, I know the FBI works.
Go ahead.
I know how hard the FBI has worked on this, and I don't want to mistake that my clients are really grateful he was convicted. But as to the Olympians and the national team gymnasts, which are separate from the state claims, many of them are unhappy, and they're unhappy that, you know, that their voice wasn't heard, and they weren't part of this. They weren't consulted. No one talked to them. And, you know, until after this was a done deal. And
now,
that's not right.
In terms of the prison time he's facing, how extensive is it for these child pornography charges?
Well, that's really up to the judges. I'm not a criminal lawyer, but my understanding is it's 5 to 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends if the counts run consecutively or concurrently, meaning are they going to be stacked or are they going to be... can he do all the time at the same time? And that's up to the judge.
So do you think additional cases would change the amount of time he'd be spending in prison?
Well, sure, I know they would. Because for each count, for example, each count that he received for abuse overseas carries up to a 30-year term.
Hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, I think the sentence, I think you could assure yourself that he would get more time. I mean, if he gets convicted on two of those, he gets 60 years or at a minimum 30. Here he gets a minimum of 5. And to be honest, child pornography, given the amount of stuff they found on his computer, is not a hard case to prove.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really has no defense to it, which is why he pled. So my first question is, why are you giving Dr. Nassar a break, given what he did and the amount of victims he had?
So do you imagine a sexual assault case, would that be more difficult then for the feds to work through? Was that part of the calculation?
Sure, it's more difficult, but that's their job, you know? You know, it's not more difficult once you have a sexual... If you have a child pornography charge and somebody is convicted of it, and remember, his trial in the child pornography charges was in August, and he's convicted, it shows he has a prurient interest in children, a sexual interest in children. Proving then that he intended to go overseas and abuse children is not a difficult leap, and I've seen it done.
So where does this stand now? You said the feds have left the door open to pursue these cases? Or?
Contrary to what they told all the victims we represent, they told the court that they will consider prosecuting some of these other cases. And so their job now is to go do it. You know, go to these gymnasts and you know, I have clients ready, willing, and able to testify, and they want their cases prosecuted. Go to them,
mm-hmm,
and prosecute them. Do your job. That's what the taxpayers pay you for.
John Manley here on WILS. Do you think we're likely going to see now plea deals, guilty pleas on the sexual assault charges he's facing in the state?
I don't know. I mean, my clients there are, you know, many of them have already testified at the preliminary hearing, and you know, I want to give a, you know, just a huge thanks to Bill Schuette, the Attorney General, mm-hmm, and his team. I mean, he's handled this case the way it should be handled, and he's been gentle, understanding, and supportive of the victims. And it's just a shame that our federal government isn't doing the same thing. I don't understand it.
Hmm. So what happens now? In terms of your monitoring the case, what are you looking for next now?
The next big event in the criminal case will be the sentencing, and we'll have clients that are there to testify about what happened to them and how it's affected their lives. And it's going to be... You know, they're not looking forward to doing it, but they're going to do it because they want him never to get out of prison.
From what you're seeing now, is there any chance he'll ever get out of prison?
Sure. I mean, if the court gives him, if the court decides to give him the midterm, he could get 25 years, which means he's probably out in 23, you know? So that, you know, he'd be in his 70s, but he's still out, and he should never see the light of day, in my opinion, given what he's been convicted of, he's pled guilty to, and what he's done. I mean, he's destroyed, if you believe the allegations, he's destroyed, hundreds of lives. The police report, he told the police he's done this to thousands of people.
Wow.
It's sad.
The whole thing is just hard to believe, really. It's John Manley, California-based attorney, whose law firm represents more than 20 women or girls who have now filed lawsuits against MSU and Dr. Larry Nassar. And today, Dr. Larry Nassar pleading guilty to federal child pornography charges. John, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.